Today we'll continue to share the word of God.
今天我们继续分享神的道，神的话语。
We will come to Matthew chapter 7.
我们会读马太福音第七章。
Which might be a very familiar chapter to everybody.
对大家来说都是很熟悉的一章。
However, when the Lord leads us to share, I believe there will be new insights because the Lord is going to open each one's eyes.
但当主带领我们去分享的时候呢，神其实会给我们新的那个领受，会打开我们的眼睛。
Now first, let's come to verse 7.
我们先看第七节。
And I will read in English, and then you can read in Chinese by yourself.Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil,know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this is summed up the law and the prophets. Maybe we'll read in Chinese too.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？虽然你们不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗
？OK. So this passage is a passage I really come to encounter the Lord.
这段话是
encounter 遇见神
哦，这个是关于这个遇见神的。
我自己遇见神
哦，是关于牧师他自己遇见神，特别有。
I remember before I got to know the Lord, I went to the church. Every Sunday I argue with the pastor or get a brother to argue, just argue.
那时候我想认识神，就每个星期天的下午。都会去找牧师啊，或者找个弟兄啊，跟他就是辩论。
Or debate, was about evolution, creation.
就是会辩论啊，关于进化论啊，创造论啊。
Debate about many many things.
就是会辩论很多很多的东西。
Find the problems in the Bible.
然后会去找这个圣经里面的毛病。
But the pastor said, "Okay, Bing, you, I cannot persuade you."
但牧师说我没办法说服你。
But if God is true, He will listen to your prayer.
神如果他是真的话，他一定会听你祷告。
So he quoted this, this passage.
他就引用了这一段话。
He said, you know, Jesus said, you guys, if you are evil, even if you are evil, and when your son asks for fish, you will not give a snake.
是耶稣说的，他说你们中间即使是是作恶的父亲，你儿子能向你求鱼的话，你不会给他蛇。
And if your son asks for bread, you will not give him a stone.
所以向你他你的儿子向你求饼的话，你不会给他石头。
So how come Heavenly Father, who's good, give you bad things?
何况这个天上的父呢？怎么会给你不好的东
西呢？ So he says, if you pray sincerely with your heart, the God will answer you for sure.
如果你真诚地向神祷告的话，神会垂听你的祷告。
I still remember he was he practiced kung fu. You know, he's in a higher level. I practicing a low level.
我记得他那个时候也在练功夫，我也在练功夫，但他是。
He said, if you pray sincerely, you couldn't find the God, you come to beat me.Beat me up.
他说你寻求神，你认真的去寻求的话，
你寻不见的话，
你找不见的话，你要
来打我，
你打对，你要打我，你也打不过。
But anyway, I find this Bible verse just makes so much sense.
但我是觉得这个圣经是
make sense or doesn't
make sense? It makes so much sense.
就觉得说这段话觉得说的挺有道理的。
It makes so much sense because every human being knows how to give good things to their children.
的确确，每个人都知道给自己的儿女是最好的东西。
I think everybody, when they read this passage, they find it's very plain, very clear, nothing ambiguous.
每个人去读这段话的时候，都会知道这段话其实是很平白、很容易理解的，没有什么歧义在里面。
You know, Jesus used very plain words.
耶稣用的话都是很平白、简易、能懂的话。Do
we understand what he said?
你能明白他所说吗？
牧师 Tomorrow 说他听不清。
Okay.
哦，Tomorrow
说听不清。对对对，Tomorrow。 Okay, Tamara, is it better? Hello, Tamara. So it's very clear. I believe it's very clear to everybody. No matter you are Christian or not.
所以这里大家都是很平白易懂，是不是？很清晰。
He said, "Your son asked for fish, you will not give a snake."
一个儿子问鱼的话，他的父亲不会给他蛇。对，他说。
And your son asked for a bread. You will not give a piece of stone.
说你儿子要求饼的话，你不会给他石头。And
he said, "Heavenly Father is good. How can he not give you good things?"
天父是好的，他怎么不会给你好东西呢？
He said, "Bing, you try prayer."
他说 ，Bing， 你去试试祷告。
So I started praying.
所以我就开始。
I remember when I started praying, I didn't know who I should pray to because I was an atheist.
我记得我刚开始想祷告，我都不知道向谁祷告，因为我是无神论者那个时候。And
if there's no God, there's no God. If you think there's a God, which God is true then? Who's the God?
如果没有神，那你就知道是没有神。但是如果说有神，那你不知道是哪个神。You
know, especially we people from China. We have more knowledge about Buddhism, Taoism, and we had no idea about this Jewish Messiah.
我们从中国来的，我们听的比较多的都是学佛教啊、道教啊，但是对这犹太人的这个神实在不知道。So,
I said, "Who should I pray to then?"
我想说，那我应该向谁祷告呢？
Oh, of course, in the church, every brother, you pray in Jesus' name is powerful.
但在教会里面，他们都说奉耶稣的名祷告。You
pray in Jesus' name, Father, Heavenly Father will listen.
你奉耶稣的名祷告，天父就会听。But
I said I don't believe in Jesus.
但我说我不相信耶稣啊，至少那个时候啊。Why
should I pray in Jesus' name?
为什么我要奉耶稣的名祷告呢
？Anyway, I just started praying.
但不管怎么样，我还是
I said, "Okay, pray to the most higher God if you exist."
我就祷告最高最高的神。如果你存在的话，我就向你祷告。Because
I remember, I don't want to be misled by any theology or ideology or philosophy.
你知道，我那时候很不想被那些神学啊、那些意识形态、那些哲学给误导。Because
my father always taught me that don't be misled by ideology because he was persecuted during Cultural Revolution and many movements because of what he said, some things he said.
你知道我的爸爸呢，就跟我说过，不要去跟从那些意识形态的东西，因为他那个时候就曾经在文化大革命被受过迫害，所以他这样警告我。So
I was very careful to believing anything or, to... Just very careful.
所以对这个信仰的事情，我也非常的小心。
However, that time I just know that me myself was very limited. I was very weak that time.
所以那个时候呢，我其实是很有限，我非常软弱那段时间。
So I said I just need to find the truth.
我就说我要找一个真理，真实的真理。
Why should I? You know, who am I? Why I am here? What I'm doing here?
我是谁？为什么我们在这里？ Because 这里要做什么呢？
Because many people know my stories. I was I had a serious insomnia. I quit the school.
可能很多人听过我的故事。我那个时候常常夜里失眠。我已经退了学。
So when I started praying, I just prayed to the most higher God, the possibly existing God.
我就开始祷告，向最高的神祷告，就是可能存在的神祷告。
I said, if you are there.Please listen to my prayer. Let me know which religion is true.
所以我就说，如果你在那里啊，真的存在啊，你就听我的祷告。我都不知道哪个是真实的神。
Maybe everyone is lying.
也许大家都是骗子。
Maybe there's one which is true.
也许其中有一个是真的。
But I know for sure not everyone is true because they are contradicting each other.
我知道肯定不是他们都是真的，因为他们都是互相抵触他们的。
I know a little bit about Quran, you know,
可兰经。我了解了一点点可兰经。
I know I read the Bible at least once at that time, though I was not a believer.
我也读过一遍圣经，虽然我还不是信徒。
Those days, my memory was good. I remembered so much things in the Bible, though I didn't believe.
那个时候我的记忆力非常好，我记得很多圣经里面的东西，虽然我。
When I debate with Christians, I will quote the Bible, just like I said. Quote the Bible, I didn't believe, but quote the Bible.
当我跟基督徒辩论的时候，我会引用圣经，就像撒旦似的。
I remember once this brother, he's in the same office. He's also a PhD student in physics department in McGill, and he said, "Oh, from Korea." And he said, "You know, South Korea." He said, "Okay, Bing." It's good to be a Christian. You will be a Christian. He just evangelized me.
我记得认识一个韩国人，他都在同一个这个办公室里面。他是物理学的这个博士后的这个学位了。他就是建议我去信主。他说很好的信主，非常好。
And then he said, "You will be a Christian."
他说你一定会信主的。
I said, "I'm not going to be a Christian."
我一定不会信耶稣的。
He said, "It's good to be a Christian."
他说
"Why not?"
信基督非常好的，为什么不信呢？
I said, "No, you cannot say such a thing."
我说你不可能，你不能说这样的话。
I would rather to be a true non-Christian instead to be a false Christian.
我宁愿做一个
真的非基督徒，
真的非基督徒，不愿做一个假的
基督徒。Because Bible said.The judgment will start from the church. Do you remember? So if I'm a false Christian, I will be judged. If your God is true.
如果我是个假的、错误的基督徒的话，我可能会先被审判。
He said he didn't remember.
他说：“哦，我都不记得有这样的话。”
I said, "You Christians don't read your Bible, and then you evangelize me."Go to read your Bible. And then you come to evangelize me. Okay, anyway, brother, sister, you need to read your Bible. You know? Hopefully, you will not meet somebody less stubborn like me. You know? Then he made a statement you will be a Christian.He told me, "You will be a Christian."
他就这样宣告，你一定会成为基督徒。
I said, "I will not be a Christian."
我也回过去，我说我一定不会成为基督徒。
Anyway, interesting enough, after 1 year, I was baptized, and we were in different office. I come to see him, you know, in the school. I said, "I became a Christian."
所以很有意思，一年以后我受洗了。我还在那个去他那个办公室跟他说，我已经受洗了，我成为基督徒了。
So we hug each other, we shake hands, we laugh.
我们拥抱到一起，握手，我们两个人就笑啊笑啊。
That time I find that the Christians know something I don't know, you know.
然后那个
Can you that I will become a Christian?
我才体会到，哎，那些基督徒真的知道一些东西是我不知道的。
You know, he was prophesying.
他其实是在等于在说预言。
He knew I would be a Christian.
他知道我一定会信主的。
Anyways, so I that time started praying.
那个时候我是开始祷告了。
When I pray, I said, "Which God, whatever," but I said, "I need to be sincere, honest."
我祷告寻求哪一个是真的神，我需要 真诚地去寻求。
Because I said, if there's a God, who am I? You know, he must know everything.
如果说有一个真的神在那里的话，我是谁呢？他什么都知道。
Second thing is that I need to be humble.
第二，我必须得谦卑。
No matter how smart we are, who are we in front of God, the Creator?
不论怎么样，我是谁呢？我应该谦卑到他面前，他是神。
So I think that is a wonderful revelation from God. I didn't know, but I said you need to be humble, to be honest. That's the key.
那确实是很好的一个启示，我必须得要谦卑。
诚实，
诚实，谢谢。
So I just started praying and praying, but anyway, things start happening.
所以就开始祷告，祷告，事情就发生了。
Read many religious books like Buddhist, Taoist stuff. Start reading those things.
我读了很多书，佛教啊、道教啊这些都读。
You know, I was very stubborn and very. I refused to read the Bible that time. Because I come to the church, everybody wants me to read the Bible. I refuse to read the Bible.
在那个时候，我反而是非常的固执，就是因为他们都叫我要读圣经，我反而不读圣经，去读别的。
I told them, I said, "Don't you know that if it's a lie, if you read many times, it'll become truth?"
因为我听说，如果是谎言，你读它很多遍以后，它还会变成真理的。
That's what happened to the First World War. The Germans started broadcasting lies, said Poland doing bad things to them, you know, people will believe. So they have an excuse to attack.
这个就是发生在第二次世界大战的时候，那个德国就不断的就是会去传播那个谎言，说波兰人对他们怎么样做了什么坏的事情，所以使得他们就找到这样一个借口去攻击他们。
So they have, as people said, that if you repeat lies for 100 times, it becomes truth.
所以那个时候他们就有这样一个道理，就是说如果你把谎言重复100遍，它就会变成真理。
So you know, that's, I said, you know, if Bible is a lie, if you every day ask me to read, I think it will become truth for me.
所以我就说这个圣经要是谎言的话，如果你叫我不断去读的话，它变成真理，对我来说。
So anyway, make the story short, I just read, but I do pray.
所以长话短说，我就读了很多的书，读啊读啊，我也确实祷告。
When I pray to the Most High.
我祷告的时候，我就向至高的神祷告。
I say I cannot pray to the small demons.
所以我不能向那些
the Most High God.
向那些小鬼祷告，我要向最高的神祷告。
Anyway, make the story short. The Lord started leading me and through all the religion and to Christ.
长话短说，主耶稣就带领我。绕过了经过了那些所有的那些其他的宗教，最后还是来到了基督教面前。
So here basically this passage said you ask it shall be given.
这段话就说你寻求就会寻见。
If you seek, you will find.
寻求会寻见。
If you knock, the door will be open to you.
你叩门就会给你开门。
You ask because you want to ask something. You need something.
你祈求是因为你需要。
And you seek because you know you seek the truth, seek the direction of life, seek many things.
你寻求是因为你想寻找这个真理。
Everybody has something to seek in our life.
每个人都有一些东西在你的生命中是需要去寻求的。
Do you believe you are seeking something?
你相信
Everybody. If you don't seek anything, then you'll find you know, people want to end their life.Serious，
不是在寻求什么的话，那他生命就到那里终结了，等于。
Yeah, I have a tenant. He depend on welfare, and as a young man, he said, anyway, he wanted to do this, wanted to do that. He said he wanted to have a cat. I said, why do you want to have a cat?
我有个租户，他说想要做这个，想要做那个。他说想要拥有一只猫，我问他你为什么想要一只猫呢？
Because originally in that place we do not allow cats.
那个地方的话，我们是不允许养猫的。
He said if I do not have a pet, I would be crazy.
他说如果
I truly will be crazy.
他说如果我没有一个宠物的话，我会疯掉的，我真的会疯掉的。
Because he's not working, is that right? Depend on welfare, is that right?
因为他没有工作，他就靠那个福利生活。
The people always after something.
所以人呢，总是在寻求什么。
So between being crazy and being having a cat, I need to discuss with my wife. Okay, you want to have a cat?
所以我得要跟我的太太商量一下，讨论一下，到底是要养宠物呢，还是会让它变疯呢？
People always after something.
所以人都会想要寻求点什么。
And we are always knocking, knocking the doors. You want the doors to be opened.
我们总是在敲门，希望那个门会被打开。
You want to find the jobs.
你想要找一份工作。
You know, you want to, your talents and skills to be appreciated by people.
你的恩赐呢，希望能够被人所欣赏。
You always knock the doors.
你总在不断的敲门。
So, that's prayer.
所以这个是祷告
，a kind of prayer，
是一种祷告。
Depends on who you pray to，
是要看你是你是依靠谁祷告。
But the Bible said, if you pray to God, our Heavenly Father, it will be opened to you。
圣经上说，你如果向天父祷告的话，这个门就会被打开。
It will be open to you。
门会向你打开。
You will find what you are seeking。
你会寻求到你所寻求的。
And when you ask, it shall be given.
你祈求的话，你就会得着。
So that's then when I was there when I prayed. You know, I come to Jesus Christ. When I was baptized, I was healed of my insomnia.
所以那个时候我就信了主，然后受了洗，也得着了医治，我的失眠症也被治好了。
So it is true. It is true. God answers prayer.
这是真的。神听了祷告。
However, I think,
然而
most of the people, you know, have a period of time quest on quest.
大家呢
question,
都会有
a lot of question.
大家呢都会有段时间呢是在有很多的疑问。
You know, I really understand that period. You know, I was from there to now. It's so different.The relationship between me and the Father is so different between then and now.
我很理解这种情况，在你跟父之间的这个关系呢，在两个阶段不同的阶段，那个结果那个、关系是很不一样的。
You know now when we pray, in the prayer groups, people see visions. You know, people hear from God.
现在我们祷告呢，你看在一个小组里面祷告呢，有人看到异象呢。
We know the Lord is very close to us.
经历到神啊，神跟我们很近。
Now, for example, even last retreat in the other church, before that Wednesday prayer meetings, and the sister saw a vision about that retreat.
上次那个研会在星期三的时候，有个姐妹跟我们一起祷告的时候，她看到一个异象。
And on Wednesday, we were praying. We had no clue what that really means. I just put in my heart because I'm going there.
星期三的时候，我实在是没有什么头绪，是可以讲什么。
没有灵受，没有，对这个意象没有灵受。
对这个意象没有什么灵受。
But during the retreat, one sister and one brother shared what they shared is exactly like that vision.
在那个营会里面有个姐妹分享出来，她所分享出来的跟那个星期三的时候的那个意象是一模一样。
I just went up. I said, you know, we saw a vision about this. Lord knows everything. Lord is encouraging you.
我就说我们我知道这个，因为我们有看到意象，神会鼓励你关于你所分享这件事情。
But back then, I was, you know, I just didn't know the Lord.
但在那个时候，我不知道主的心意。
And such a lovely and heavenly Father, but we are so far away.
你想，这个跟父之间的关系可以到这么深的一个爱，但是我们却拉开这么远的距离。
The Bible here said, God loves us so much, love everybody.
圣经上写到说，神爱我们，爱我们每一个人。
Isn't that wonderful if we just trust him right away?
你看，如果我们马上相信他的话，这不是很好吗？
So that's why Jesus said it is blessed to if somebody do not see me yet believe in me.
这就为什么说耶稣说如果你还没有看见就相信
就 更有福
就更好。
You see when we read this Bible it's so simple.
所以你看这个圣经的话其实很简单的。
God is good.
神是好的。
That time when I started praying I just assumed God is good. I said if God is not good we have no meaning to exist here. The whole universe has no meaning.
那个时候就祷告我知道这个神是美善的如果神不是美善的话这一切的意义都不存在。
Just like Einstein, the scientist said, he said, behind creation, there's no evil.
就像爱因斯坦那个科学家说的，他说在创造背后是没有邪恶的意图，
没有邪恶的意图的。So if the Heavenly Father, the Creator, is evil, our existence has no meaning.
如果我们天父创造这个整个天地宇宙万物的天父，他是邪恶的话，那整个任何东西都是没有意义的。
Everybody knows, even the non-believers know that God is good.
甚至不信主的人，他们都知道神是好的。
But if we can come to Him simply, as it said here, that would be so wonderful.
如果我们就按照这圣经上说的，就简简单单的来到神的面前，这是会是多么美好。
And our prayers will be answered.
我们的祷告会被垂听。
Because he said, here, Heavenly Father is going to answer your prayer. If you seek, you will find.
因为这边说，天父会听你的祷告，你寻求会寻见。
If God is good, He will give you good things.
如果神是好的，神会给你好的。
But sometimes you find you prayed, maybe everybody experienced this, you prayed, but you find God didn't.That thing didn't happen.
很多时候就是你祷告，那个好事却没有发生。
Do you have such experience?
你有没有过这样的经历呢
？You find you pray, things does not happen.
你发现你祷告，但是事没有发生，好事没有发生。
So did God hear your heard your prayer?
所以有神有听你的祷告吗
？Has He heard your prayer?
他已经听了你的祷告吗
？You see, God He heard your prayer.
他有听你的祷告，有听到。
Does he do the things for you?
但他会做你要的事情吗
？He will. He is.
他会。
But why things doesn't happen?
那为什么这事情没有发生呢
？Okay, here we need to know some of the things. We need to know there's a time of preparation.
所以这里有些东西是我们需要知道的，还有是这是需要预备的。
Because sometimes we assume if God do things, He does not need time.
有的时候我们会以为说神要做事情的话，他不需要时间。
God also needs time.
神也需要时间。
God created the heaven and earth in how many days? 6 days.
神造了这个天地，他要多少时间呢？六天。
That 6 days is not our human 6 days.
他的六天呢，其实不是我们的日常经历的这个天。
That's 6 periods.
它是六个阶段。
Because that time, even the earth was not created, it was not 24 hours.
在那个时候，地球都还没有形成，所以不是24个小时的这个天。
He needs time.
他也需要时间。
So God needs time to prepare.
神需要时间来预备。
Especially when He works with humans.
特别是当他跟我们人同行的时候。
He needs more time to prepare.
他需要更多的时间来预备。
Do you believe?
你相信吗
？Because he needs to send somebody to do something for you.
因为他需要差派一些人做一些事。
And then that guy does not like to obey.
那个人却不愿意顺服。
And then he needs to find another one.
然后他又回去找另外一个人。
And then find another one.
然后又找另外一个人。
You see, God needs to prepare.
你看神也需要预备的。
God needs to work in people's hearts so that they are willing.
神会在人的心里面工作。
God also needs to work in our hearts.
神也会在我们的心里面工作。
So we can be a good vessel to receive.
所以我们会成为一个合用的器皿去领受。
Do you believe? You need to be a good vessel. Do you believe you need to be a good container?
一个合用的器皿。
Let's say if it's a container which the you want to contain wine, but you have some holes on it. What's going to happen?
比如说你是一个器皿，可以用来装酒的，但是你这个器皿里面有洞，那会怎么会发生什么？
So a foolish person will keep pouring wine into the vessel.
这愚昧的人就会把酒不断的倒在这个会漏酒的这个这个器皿里面。
Is God foolish? Is God foolish?
神是愚昧的吗？
God is not foolish. He will not put the wine.
不是愚昧
的，
他不会把酒。
Do you get it?
神不会把酒倒在那个会漏的这个器皿里面。
Now you understand why sometimes you do not receive blessings because you yourself need to be healed.
现在你明白了，因为你需要被医治。
I still remember the story. There was a time I asked a sister because her husband was going to divorce her. She was crying, and she said, well, "We love each other. Why, you know, now tomorrow my husband is going to give me the paper." I just want to share this story that we need to be prepared.
我去分享一个见证，就是有个姐妹，因为她的先生要跟她离婚了，她就在那里哭啊祷告。她说：“我跟我的先生关系那么好，那为什么他明天就要给我这个离婚的离婚的那个书？”
So many weeks, she came to the Bible study to the church, asked us to pray for the marriage. She said, "I'm very sorry. I love him, and we need the marriage. My son needed the family."
所以她来到教会里面，请大家为她祷告。她说：“我这个婚姻是非常的重要。”我的孩子需要这个婚姻，我们需要这个婚姻。
That time, you know, I was not married, but sometimes the Lord gave me some wisdom about marriage.
那时候我还没有结婚，神却给我一些智慧。
I asked her a question, simple question.
问她一个问题，很简单的问题。
If you were God, are you willing to bring your husband to you?
如果你是神的话，你会把你的丈夫摆到你的面前吗？
Bring back to you.
就是带回到你的身边嘛。
She thought for a while. She said no.
她想了想，觉得说不会哦。
You see,
你看
，even we humans, if we think a bit, we know that we need to be prepared.
就是我们人的话，我们也知道，我们需要被预备好。
Because God does not want her husband to suffer.
因为神不希望她的丈夫在这个婚姻里面受苦。
Do you understand? God also loves her husband.
就神也爱她的丈夫。
I remember that sister, and when you speak one word, he will speak 100 word for sure.
是。我记得说那对夫妻就是，如果他的先生说一句话呢，这个姐妹会用100句话回给他。
And then she said, right away she said, "Oh yes, I need to change."
她立刻就反应过来说，哎呦，我需要改变。
Indeed, after some time, her husband take away the paper.
的确，一段时间过后，她的先生就把这个离婚协议书给收回去了。
Come back home.
就回家了。
Of course, when the husband come back home, sometimes still trembling. trembling.
她的先生有的时候还会在发抖。
Are my dirty socks put in the right place?
他回到家的时候就战战兢兢说：“我的袜子放对地方了吗？”
Look at the wife. Is that the right place?
他看着太太，我放对了吗？地方放对了吗？
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
所以你知道我在说什么吗？
So, you know, so that's we need to be prepared because God wants.Us to be blessed, truly blessed.
所以我们需要预备。神是希望我们受祝福的。
So God is preparing us.
神在预备我们。
This time needs patience.
所以这个时候呢，需要耐心。
That's why Bible said, "Love is patience."
这就为什么说圣经上讲说爱是恒久忍耐。
And when you talk about God's love, God is very patient with us. Do you know that?
我们讲说神是爱，神是很有忍耐的。
However, God is not foolish.
然而神却不愚昧。
God is not going to keep pouring wine into a broken vessel.
神不会一直把这个酒倒在这个有破洞的这个器皿里面。
So our reaction is that the Lord, Yes, I want to be healed. That's the first thing.
我们的回应是说，神啊，我愿意被医治。
That's why the verse 12 says.
这是为什么说第十二节。
So, in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you.
所以在凡事上，你把别人，你愿意别人怎样待你，就怎样待人。
For this sums up the law and the prophets.
这就是律法和先知的总纲。
Yeah, it's very simple. The Old Testament, New Testament, if you sum up with one word, it's this word.
所以这个就是，对不起。
如果你用一句话总结的话，就这个。
对，如果你用一句话来总结的话，就是关于这个道理。
那 why Jesus put this word right after the prayer, receiving good things?
为什么耶稣讲这句话在这里是关于讲这个？
Just like that sister.
承受这个祝福的好的东西的。
Yeah, just like a sister.
就像。
If you put your feet into your husband's shoes, you feel.What he feels,
如果你站在你的丈夫的这个角度去想的话，你就能够感觉得到问题在哪里。
Now a lot of psychologists talk about 换位思考啊。Even the secular world talk about that. If you want to do good business, you need to learn how to 换位思考，对吧 ？Exchange empathy.Yes.
现在这个世界上的这些心理学家他们也都讲这个叫换位思考
Because that's the way you are going to be successful
因为他们讲是做生意的赚钱的他们说用换位思考的方法的话你就会成功
You understand?
他们都懂这个
Because they know how to be successful
因为他们知道是怎么样可以成功
If you want to be successful first you need to win people's hearts
想要成功的话你就首先要赢得
人
的心、
right?Yes, the businessman knows.
yeah,
right. You have to win
对不对
people's. They need to be for you, not against you.
你得要赢得人的心，他们不会啊、跟你作对。
It's very simple. Then this process, the Lord is going to heal us.
所以在这个过程里面，神需要医治我们。
How we feel, how we think, how we speak, how we do things.
我们怎样思想，怎样感受，怎样说话，怎样做事。
So that's why some of the things do not come right away.
所以这就为什么说有的时候神不会马上就答应我们的祷告。
Sometimes, on the contrary, some bad things come right away.
有的时候甚至相反，坏事马上发生。
You know why bad things will come right away?
为什么反而坏事马上发生呢
？You said, Lord, I ask for.Fish, why snake appear?
神啊，我是求鱼啊，为什么蛇给我们了
？You know, my friends, all Christians need to know we have enemy. That is the old serpent, Satan. He is there.
我们都知道那个撒旦那个蛇，他一直都在那里。
He's going to come to you first when you are not patient.
他会首先来找你，如果你不耐没有耐心的话。
You know, when God promised something,
神应许某样
choose somebody,
他拣选了人
Satan knows.
撒旦也知道的
Satan knows God has chosen David.
撒旦知道神拣选了大卫 David.
Satan knows God has chosen Joseph.
撒旦知道神拣选了约瑟
Satan knows God has created Adam and Eve.To bless them, to multiply, to glorify God.
撒旦知道神造了亚当和夏娃，要让他生养众多，要大大的祝福他们。
You know what happened in the Garden of Eden first?
你也知道在伊甸园。
After the promise,
发生了什么？在神应许之后。
So everybody remember,
大家都记得。
The snake will come.
那个蛇会来。
Snake come first.
蛇会先来
to tempt you.
来试探你
You see, today when God give you a promise,
所以今天当神给你应许
the snake will come.
蛇会
That's not sent by God, by the way. God will not give you the snake. The snake is waiting there.
蛇不是神差派来
The snake is waiting there to tempt you.
他会在那里，他等着来试探你。
Because he is going to destroy God's plan.
因为他是来破坏神的计划。
God's plan in your life.
神在你生命中的计划。
That's why he came to tempt Adam and Eve.
这就是为什么他会来试探啊亚当和夏娃。
Oh, you also remember Joseph. Joseph had a dream. He's going to be, you know, in higher position, bless whole Israel.
你还记得约瑟？约瑟在那个很高的这个位置，他祝福了以色列人。
Right after his dream, what happened?
他做了梦，在做了梦之后发生了什么？
What happened?
发生了什么？
His brothers wanted to kill him.
他的兄弟们想要杀了他。
Somehow they didn't kill him, but they sold him as a slave to Egypt.
没有杀他，但却把他卖为奴隶。
You see, that's like a snake.
你看，这个就是那个蛇撒旦的工作。
He's not encountering one snake. His brothers 10 snakes. You know.
他不是对付一条蛇，十条蛇。
That's what happened.
这个就是怎么发生的。
But God.
但是神。
Did God give fulfill Joseph's dream?
但神有没有完成有没有应验约瑟的梦呢？
Yes.
Yeah.
是的。
Did he ask for fish? God will give better fish, better than fish.
他求了鱼，神是不是给了更好的鱼？
But the snake sometimes appear.
但蛇有的时候会跑出来。
Sometimes people, Christians will complain.
有的时候基督徒会抱怨
God, I pray for this, why this happened?
是吗？我祷告了这个，为什么却发生这事？
But remember, we need to pray more.
但记得我们要更多的祷告。
Remember in the temple court, the closest vessel to the God's mercy seat is the golden altar of incense that represents prayer.
记得吗？那个帐幕的那个图，就最靠近那个施恩宝座的是那个香炉，那个香炉是代表祷告。
So we need to pray more.
所以你要更多祷告。
Pray.
祷告。
Pray and fight.
祷告。
Pray so that the word of God will be in our heart and we will not go astray.
祷告到神的话语在你里面活出来，你就不会偏离神。
There are days you don't want to read the word of God.
那个时候你就有的时候你不会想读神的话。
But you praise the Lord, I will read your word because your word is the light before my feet and the lamp, you know, it's so important.
但是神啊，我要祷告，祷告到我愿意读你的话语，你的话语是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
So there are times you just want to fix your eyes on people.And, you know, this is bad, that is bad, and they have problems.
有的时候你的眼睛就会盯着看别人，你说这个不好，那个很坏。
And you know, that's why Jesus, before this Bible verse, what he said in the beginning, do not judge.
这就是为什么说耶稣在前面有讲，说不要论断。
You see, the enemy is going to attract you, make you judge people.
你知道那个仇敌呢，他就会误导你，让你会去论断别人。
Yeah, by the way, when you read the Bible, you really want to understand the Bible, you need to read the whole context and the content.
顺便说一下，你读圣经的时候，你要了解这个整个上下文。
So you see,
全文。
You see the text before that is do not judge.
所以就是那段话前面他就说了不要论断。
And the text right after this passage, what is that?
而且在这段话之后又说了什么呢？
Enter through the narrow gate.
要进入窄门。
For wide is the gate and broad is the road and leads to destruction.
就是那个。
And the many enter through it.
是那个窄门。
就要进窄门。
就要进窄门。
因为应
动通往永生的道路门呢是窄的，进入死亡的门呢是敞开的。
Yes. You see, why is it there? Because God knows people.Try to find the easier ways. If your prayer is not answered, what do? You want to find the easier ways.
为什么那个门是敞开的？是因为人会寻求这个简单的、容易的。
That's the broad way.
如果你不愿意祷告，那你就会找这个宽大的这个路。
You know, every big city has a broad way.
你知道每一条路每一个城市都有一个
百老汇啊。You go to New York, the Broadway is very famous. There's a lot of dancing, all kinds of entertainment.
去纽约的话，那个百老汇，那有很多的舞蹈啊，各种。
Because any kind of fleshly things are there.
就各种这种肉体的享受的活动都在那里都有。
You see, in Vancouver there's a Broadway, is that right?
也有百老汇。
Every big city they have a Broadway.
是。任何城市都有、这个、
Why Jesus put it here?
放大的路，为什么耶稣
？Pray more, don't go to the Broadway.
放在这里。
That's the way of flesh.
他说不要去这个百老汇，这个宽大的路，那是肉体会去走的路。
You know, many times, even these days, many people do things in a certain way, but we need to be careful. Is that God's way?
所以今天呢，我们很多人都会做他们自己不同的这个方法、这条路子的，但我们需要仔细的思考，是不是从神来的
？In the 70s, last century, when the first TV started to be, going to every home, you know, many people start watching TV, and President Nixon made a statement, very interesting.
上个世纪七十年代的时候呢，那个电视已经进入了每家每户。尼克松总统呢是在这个电视上有个讲话。
He said, "No great people were born before television." 就是电视之前不会出伟人呐、
啊。伟大的人
不会从电视坐在电视之前会不会出来伟大的人。
哦，天天看电视的人就不会成为伟大的人，就这个意思。
You understand?Everybody watch you. If you want to, you know, to be used by God to accomplish something, don't watch that much, okay? Watch a little.
你想要被神所使用做一些大事的话，不要天天看电视。
And there's another saying, you know, people start using smartphones.
还有句话说，现在我们现在今天的人是用的是这个手机，像苹果手机啊这样。
And there's some people met a very interesting, you know. Thing is jokes. You know, in the West, there's a saying. They said, "One day an apple, you keep doctors away from you."
在以前的话，
每天吃一个苹果，你就不用去找大夫。
在西方曾经有这样一个流行话。
Yeah, 你每一天吃一个苹果呢，就不用去找大夫。那后来有一个人讲呢，他的 some people met.One day an apple means the apple smartphone, you will keep your doctor degree away.
后来有一个人就是讲了一个笑话，如果每天都看这个手机苹果，也是用苹果手机的话，你的这个博士，你的这个博士学位呢就会离开你。
远离。You see, we cannot always follow the crowd.
对，所以你不能做这事。
So, brothers and sisters, most important, our God is a good father.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的神是好的父亲。
Good.
是好的。
Many of us all experienced His goodness.
我们当中很多人都经历过。
That's why we come together to worship and encourage each other.
就是为什么说我们一起来敬拜他。
However, we need to know.
然后我们要知道。
When things happen.
当事情发生的时候
，What is God's heart behind this？
神的心意是什么
？When there's a snake comes， that's not from God， but there's a pattern in the Bible， snake will come。
当那个蛇出现来，那个诱惑你的时候，你要知道它不是神所差的，但是圣经上有这么一个模式，就是这重复会发生的，它就会来试探你。
Even Jesus, after he was baptized, filled with the Spirit, and right away the devil came to tempt him.
甚至耶稣他受了洗之后，撒旦他就立刻就来试探他。
So if Jesus is tempted by Satan, you and I, can we be exempted from this?
所以你看，连这个撒旦都会寻找机会去试探耶稣，何况是我们呢
？Can we? Do you think they would not tempt you?
是不是你说我们会不会被试探呢？
So every Christian will be tempted by Satan.
都会被撒旦所试探。
However, we need to know his schemes.
然后我们要知道他的诡计，晓得他的诡计。
So we will come to God even more.
我们会更多的来到神面前。
And we will, the Bible said, we become victorious because of the blood of Jesus.
圣经说我们靠着羔羊的宝血，耶稣的宝血，我们会得胜。
And also the word.
还有神的话语。
Hallelujah. And also our faithfulness.
还有我们的信心。信实。
Hallelujah. Our God is a good God.
我们的神是好的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are good, good God.
天父，我们感谢你，你是慈爱的父，好神。
Lord, we have a cloud of witnesses around us.
我们有云彩般的见证围绕着我们。
Lord, so we can lift up our hands and, you know, shake away all the sins and walk the way you lay in front of us.
可以除去这些罪，我们可以走在你的心意中。
And look up to Jesus Christ who has started our faith.
寻求耶稣基督为我们开始这样一个信心。
And also he's going to finish our journey of faith.
而且他是创始成终的神，他也会完成我们的信心之旅。
Lord, we thank you.
神啊，我们感谢你主。
You continue to increase our faith.
继续来加增我们的信心。
And miracles happen among us.
让神迹奇事发生在我们中间。
Let the goodness happen in our lives just according to your words.
让你的慈爱美好也照着你的应许发生在我们中间。
Because you are good, good God.
因为你是美好的神。
Even in the future, more challenges will happen, but we will come to you even closer.
即使在未来有更多的麻烦发生，我们仍然会更加的来靠近你。
Because you are the most reliable.
因为你是最可靠的。
You are the rock, never shakes.
你是永不动摇的磐石。
You are the one who's faithful.
你是信实的。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.